You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ray Parker. I played Darth Maul in The Phantom Menace and Solo, A Star Wars Story, and G.I. Joe, Snake Eyes, and you're listening to Disney Universe Podcast.
We would be honored if you would join us.
To infinity and beyond!
I'm very popular, y'all!
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of
me. I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing. That was all started by a mouse.
Hey, Ryan. Right, Ryan?
Cool.
I'm here. You're frozen. We are live.
I was hiding behind the logo.
So I hope you guys enjoyed. That is our new official intro to the show.
I like that.
We'll figure out how we can ease it in better on the video podcast, but that'll be on the audio also. Like I said earlier with a little intro, this is episode 100 of the Disney Universe podcast.
Woo, woo, woo.
And we are live, and I'm titling this, and I forgot to mention in the little intro, pardon our pixie dust. The reason why, now that we're 100 episodes in, we're going to change around a few stuff as ones would do. So this is one of the first new things you guys will notice is the podcast will be not only audio, but we will be doing video on YouTube and maybe Facebook for a little bit. So not live all the time, only for special shows in the foreseeable future, but you will be able to either listen to us if you're at work or whatever, or if you're at home bored, you can see these beautiful faces that are joined with me. Son of Darkness up in Canada, ready for Christmas, is Ryan, man. How's it going?
Good. I am constantly refreshing my phone to see if they've dropped the Christmas foodie guide for the trip. So
nice. Should be soon.
I hope so. They did Disney World last week. So I was like, oh, maybe November 1st. I'm like, no, maybe November 2nd. No. So we'll see.
The festival boxes are back up. The festival food stands.
Yeah. Waiting for that too. I want to see what they're going to be cooking up.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll come up. It should come up this week, actually, you would think, but we'll find out. Yeah. But also, down here, Brady Bunch style, the big smooth Alex. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hello. Always ready to talk about festival food. Any food?
Yes. Any food, especially, oh, man. Kind of jumping the gun to that. What is, you know, I'll start, you know, we'll do a little icebreaker question. How about that? And I'll start with Ryan, since you're going to the Christmas party real soon. What is your favorite, you know, obviously that hasn't been announced yet, but what is your favorite holiday Christmassy food that you've had at Disneyland any of your visits?
I've only been to our last trip together, or I guess the December trip in 2019. That was the first time I ever went at Christmas. Oh, I don't know. That's a good the gingerbread cookies.
Okay. Those, and where were those at?
They're just like everywhere. They're like the little prepackaged ones. Like, those are the best gingerbread cookies I've ever had. They're soft and chewy, and
You had a really good like milkshake too, didn't you?
Oh yeah, the churro shake.
Was it like a smoothies?
No, it was churro shake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was so good. That's the best milkshake I think I've ever had.
Oh, nice. Wow. What about you, Alex? What is your favorite holiday offering?
That's lofty. I follow any best milkshake anyone ever had. I'll stand in that line for sure. For me, I think it was that same trip. One of the festival booths, I can't remember the specific name of the item, but it was like a little cinnamon glazed ham shanks.
Oh, yep. That was amazing.
Those were very tasty.
Yeah.
And I had those with some of the like garlic breadcrumb mac and cheese, which was mac and cheese. So it was good. But the ham shanks were the standout.
Yep.
Where was that at again?
That was at one of the Festival of the Holiday booths in 2019. I would not be surprised if they were back again this year.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I think my favorite was also at the couple of years ago. This was at the Festival of Foods too, but this was the warm bourbon cider with a little marshmallow froth on the top.
I had that with my ham shakes.
Yes, and my only gripe about it was, I think. Bad planning. The mug was about the size of the mugs you get in the beer flight, the Stein.
Yeah. Oh,
and it was like, and it was like $12. So I was like sipping. I'm like, I don't want to waste it because it was so good. But yeah, that was delicious.
Yes, it was not large, but
yeah. And of course, the peppermint bark drink at Trader Sam's during their Christmas offerings when we had our little meetup. So that was delicious.
Just saw. Trader, who's a friend of the show, a buddy that we ran into on our trip.
Oh, Skipper Christian.
Skipper Christian, thank you.
Yes.
He just posted his Halloween video with the stone maker or whatever, the gargoyle cocktail that he created.
Yeah.
That tiki mug and something with the Ecto Cooler, which I was just excited to see that they had Ecto Cooler in cans. I need to go find that at my local supermarket.
Oh, and I got to check that out too. And did you notice? I mean, we're talking about Christmas. Halloween was literally like 2 days ago, so we can still talk about Halloween a little bit. But
today,
did you see
it? Day of the Dead. We're watching Coco tonight.
Nice. Very cool. I was watching Book of Life earlier. Not Disney, but still a great cartoon, great movie, and a lot of fun. Did you see what Christian was for Halloween? And
I did, but I don't remember.
He was Dr. Facilier, but with a skull face.
Nice.
So really That's cool job.
Very
so.
Appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, glad you guys are here. If you're new to the show, like I said, we're normally an audio podcast, but we're jumping on the YouTube wagon here. We've been posting park videos. I did a couple interview videos. You know, we're just doing a lot of different things here and kind of building up our YouTube. So definitely subscribe, like the videos, share them. And of course, if you're still preferred listening to the podcast, we're on all your favorite podcatchers and you can find us there. I really want to thank people. You guys know we had a tiki mug giveaway and hey, what's up, Alfredo? One of our DU crew members. Then did it show up? Ah, so I have fun with the comments. So we did have a winner for the mug. It was Grammy Goes to Disney. That is our good friend, super fan, Jennifer. So I'll be sending that out. And I am very excited to share. I know I was telling you guys, this goes to the Special Olympics in Northern California. So I did the donation and we collected I rounded up a little bit, $185 nice. For the, going all to the Special Olympics in Northern California.
Yeah.
So here's my donation receipt. And what's up, Sean? Sean from Walt's Apartment. Great podcast. Love you guys. Can't wait to be back on. Got to have you guys back on. You, Sean, and of course, any of your crew members anytime. So hopefully we'll meet at the park soon, too. One thing I want to say, too, about the Special Olympics is, when they do the donations, a polar plunge, it basically costs at the athletes when they want to participate, when they sign up to participate, it costs about give or take $80-$85. So with the donations, we pretty much paid for two athletes,
nice,
and halfway for another athlete, which is very cool. I'm super proud of that, and we will be partnering up again real soon with a special. I say partnering up, but we'll be doing the fundraising for the polar plunge. Probably happening in this February. They haven't set it up yet. So, okay, let's see.
Maybe we could, when I'm down there in December, I can get one of those candy canes and we could do an auction for one of those.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Main Street fresh candy canes.
Yeah. Okay. Real quick. Let's see. Alfredo says we are live only on Facebook. Let me see if I can switch it. Oh, sorry, guys. This is definitely live, so we should be now editing on the spot. But
good job, Joey. You got this.
Yeah. So hey, you know, it's a it's a learning process. So this is why we're not going to go live all the time. So far, we're still figuring it out. So, but I want to thank everybody who bought the raffle tickets, and I'll be sending that mug out to you, Jennifer, real soon. And like I said, we'll be doing some more fun stuff with the Special Olympics here in California. And maybe since Alex is local, if you want to plunge with me, it's up to you. It's not too cold. It's not too polar, but it's a lot of fun. And
what up, Corey?
We had a YouTube issue, so we are live now on YouTube. So,
and Alfredo goes, comments flooding in.
Yes, yay! We got listeners, so watchers. So, so I was really excited about that. But we got a little bit of news that we're going to go to. So, where do you guys want to start? I know we had a big thread today, and
it sounds like a lot of bit of news.
Yeah,
you know, start dealing them.
All right. So I will say, I think the biggest news, the one I'm most excited for, is we got the first trailer for the Book of Boba Fett, which I'm surprised because Disney Plus Day is coming up on the 12th of this month. And I was expecting, the trailer for that. Then we got it already. So I don't know. Let's watch the trailer. I'm sure you guys have watched it already. But why not? Let's watch it right now.
I am not a bounty hunter. I've heard otherwise.
The updated costume, I think, looks awesome.
I can't tell what's different from the end of Mando.
The shoulder pads, I think.
I know that you sit on the throne of your former employer. Jabba ruled with fear. I intend to rule with respect.
You were all once captains under Jabba the Hutt.
I'm here to make a proposal.
We better get boss.
Beneficial. Why speak of conflict when cooperation can make us all rich?
Get your glass hands.
What prevents us all from killing you and taking what we want?
If you had spoken such insolence to Jabba, he'd have fed you to his menagerie.
Please, speak freely.
Yeah.
Bring back pod races, Boba Fett. King of Tatooine.
Well, I'm like, it has a really Sopranos in space vibe to it. So in Mandalorian, when he got his armor back, and by the time they got to the finale, his armor was repainted. So there's like no nicks and stuff. It was just like completely matted. So it looks like between the end of Mandalorian and where we see him here, which is supposed to be pretty close after the end, he's had a couple of scraps and everything. So it looks more of his traditional, with the scars and marks on the armor and stuff. But I'm really excited. I'll start with you, Alex. What do you think? What do you think?
I mean, from what I saw, it just looks a lot like the Mandalorian. I'm excited to learn a little bit more about other castings. I did see something online. The kind of lighter skin looking Twi'lek is Jennifer Beals from Flashdance. There's like a
tweet. Yeah.
That chick looks familiar.
I wonder if she's going to dance a maniac.
Interested to see it. Yeah. She'd have her Twi'lek tendrils shaken.
Her Leku, yeah.
There were so many cool cameos in Mandalorian. I'm excited to see who's going to show up in this one. Excited to see where the plots going, seeing that it picks up right after Mando. And if we get any sort of flashbacks and stuff showing what Mando might have been doing, or I keep saying Mando, what Boba was doing in between being swallowed by a Sarlacc and when we saw him in Mandalorian.
Yeah, good points. What about you, Ryan? What do you think?
I'm excited for the Hot Toys.
I bet. I'm excited. They have a Hallmark ornament of him on the throne. I got to get.
Ooh, I will have to get that too.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. Of course, you guys know I'm a big, I'm Mando fan, and so what they've been doing with the Mandoverse is pretty awesome. And this is labeled to be Mando season 2.5, which is really cool. So,
do you know how many episodes it is?
I think it's six. I think it's only six.
And, did you see that? I saw they announced the list of directors.
Yeah, yeah. I was just about to say that. So, of course, Filoni and Favreau are working on this, but pretty much this is like Robert Rodriguez's project. And so he's directing multiple episodes. Dave Filoni's directing an episode. Jon Favreau's directing an episode. And Bryce Dallas Howard also is. So they're keeping the family together. Yeah, and, nice. Yeah, so that is super awesome. And Jennifer.
It'll be interesting to see if it has a different feel. Because when you say Mando 2.5, like it really looks like it's just going to be more Mando or, you know.
Yeah.
Very same style, kind of, you know, space western, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Corey says Spy Kids 10, Rodriguez reference. Jennifer, thanks for coming in. We just shouted you out on winning the mug. So I want to give you an official congratulations, and I'll be sending that out very soon to you. So,
cheers! Hey.
Yes. So no, I can't wait, and I'm really excited to see what we're going to get to for Disney Plus Day now, because they're supposed to have a special, and I know a lot of people are speculating like a behind the scenes stuff, and I'm like, I don't think we'll see behind the scenes until the season's over.
I read the special is kind of like the history of the character Boba Fett.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a lot like what they did with Marvel, the Marvel Legends.
Yeah,
which was basically Marvel 101, about little 7-8 minute introduction to the characters. Which
I could see that. I'm hoping it's going to be a little more, you know, and delve into how there was this hype over Boba Fett from the Christmas special and the toys and everything.
Yeah.
Because I think that has a lot more to do with where we are now. And they've done such a good job with all the documentaries thus far. I hope it's more than just a clip show. But
no,
so be it.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, you know, Star Wars fans will take what we could get, and we'll talk about a 7-minute special for about an hour and a half and 2 hours. So
yep.
That's how we roll. So
break down each frame.
Yes. But for also kind of moving on though, like I said, that comes out December 29th, the show. And I believe, like I said, it's about 6 or 7 episodes. I'm sure we'll find out more. Another little bit of news we saw from the Diz Insider, and this kind of little stretch from the Mandoverse, IG-11 himself, Taika Waititi, has been listed as the director of the upcoming Tower of Terror project that has Scarlett Johansson back on the project. So, which is cool. I'm excited for that. So, I forgot to pull up the article, but I know we don't break news, but let's talk about some of the news. And we get a lot of our news from Diz Insider. So they're a real credible source, I feel. So what do you guys think about this project and who signed on so far?
I like both of them. Yeah. I'll ship it.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't seem like it could go bad, but.
And like I said, Scarlett, she's back on the project. I haven't really read the details, but all is forgiven. All is well with her and her relationship with Disney. So I'm thinking there's a lot of management issues. Her manager, her people might have, you know, trying to get some. Who knows? But
jump the gun.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was some settlement issues as well, and there was probably a settlement.
Yes. Corey, you're right. We don't do research here also. So normally do. We've just been busy, but, you know, that's how we roll.
But yeah, it's kind of like with Haunted Mansion, you know. We love the Haunted Mansion. I'm excited about a lot of the people that got cast. Just
interested
to see what they're going to do to it.
Did you guys hear about the newest cast member? It happened after our Haunted Mansion Muppets on the Mansion Show. They added Danny DeVito. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Nice.
Since we recorded last. So.
Oh, okay. I thought we talked about that, but I didn't.
No.
See it. You know what would be really cool? Huh. They like intertwine the movies, like at the end, like an end credit scene. Tower of Terror and Mansion.
Oh, like a little universe.
Yeah.
That would be cool. So like I know.
Gonzo and Pepe show up?
Yeah, just at the end.
He's like, hello, Scarlett Johansson. Have you ever met the King Kong?
Oh, you mean the Tower of Terror and the Haunted Mansion. Have those two tied together.
Yeah.
Or that could be cool.
Cruise, whatever. Just do a whole Disney park universe.
And this is why I'm saying they got to have a whole SEA thing, and you can do that with a different, including Jungle Cruise. You could do that with a Haunted Mansion. So, and obviously Tower of Terror, because a Hightower from which Shanghai or Hong Kong has the one that's really deep in the SEA lore, and that's the one where the guy Hightower is the Joe Rohde in the paintings.
I can't. I want to say Hong Kong.
Yeah, I think it's that one. Or Disney Sea? No. I don't know. We'll
get back to you.
Coming up next month.
We have to go back and rewatch Behind the Attraction. But I definitely remember it being a segment in there.
Yes, we got another message. Hey, thank you very much.
Woo woo.
Yes. And I, you know what? This is our 100th episode, and people are like, wait, you just
celebrated. Well, my mother-in-law.
Oh, nice. Hello, Ryan's mother-in-law. Welcome to the show. And they're like, how'd you've been around for 5 years and you're only at 100? Well, when we started, we were a monthly show. And then with a couple gaps during the holidays, because, you know, it gets busy. And then I think we did once a month, about a year, intertwining attraction movies. Mind blown. Exactly, right? And then when Ryan came out, he wanted to record every week. And I'm like, how about we do biweekly? So, and there's been a couple of gaps where we do a one show a month, and you know, it is what it is.
Summer off a couple of years, I think.
Yeah, and I know we took a big gap for the holidays and stuff, but we're still here. We're strong going, and moving right along. So, but no, yeah, I'm excited for Tower. Anything Taika's involved in, I'm a big fan. I was just watching Jojo Rabbit the other day. Forgot how good of a movie that was. Yeah, I'm excited for Thor, Love and Thunder, and you know, just finished the season of What We Do in the Shadows. So, whatever he's up for, I'm all for it. So, and I'm glad Scarlett Johansson's back. She's a great actress. Whatever period that they're going for, I hope it's like the early 20s or 30s. She has that look. If they're going that way, if she's whatever, you know, if she's the person going through the tower, or if she's a goat, who knows, but I'm for it. So I'm excited for this. So
they should base it off the Cecil Hotel.
Which one's that?
The hotel in Los Angeles, like downtown. Oh, it's like super ghetto.
That's right. She says hello. I can't say that without Seinfeld. Hello. So okay. Getting some weird messages, but those won't go up. So, so what do we got next? Oh, Alex, you found that I know this has been a rumor for a couple years, but Atlantis, a live action starring
Tom. Yeah, Disney's trying to get Tom Holland to play what's his name, Milo Thatch.
Yeah,
I'm just saying this as someone who has not seen Atlantis. Shame on me. But I do recall that Michael J. Fox voiced that character, and I like Michael J. Fox. I think aside from the fact that he's not blonde, I think he's a good cast for the like age and, you know, kind of excitement of him.
Yeah.
But I know you said that you had a different cast in mind yourself.
Well, I love doing these. I did this, a year ago when I was trying to we had like ideas of movies we want to see. And one of them was my idea that I've wanted since I was a teenager. And it was a live action Gargoyles, a cartoon, mm-hmm. which you can see on Disney Plus. Great, great show. And so even back then, I'm like, oh, this is who I would have in the show. And so then I did an updated version. And, you know, this is still something I'd want to see. If you guys have not seen Gargoyles, got to check it out. It's great. So, what I would like to see is, obviously I think Tom Holland's a great cast, a great choice. And then you got, I'm just trying to pull up the characters here. So you got, Helga. I was thinking Uma Thurman would be great for that. Let's see. Dr. Sweet, I think, would be Ving Rhames. Let me see. Vinny, he's the dynamite guy. Sacha Baron Cohen, I think he looks just like him, would be pretty cool. I'm trying to find the girl, the mechanic. I think it's Audrey. I was thinking Selena Gomez. And who's the cookie? I can't remember. I'm trying to visualize, but those are some of the main characters I would think would fit perfectly in that role. Check it out on Disney Plus. So, but it's funny because Tom Holland's kind of on a hot streak right now. They just released, not Disney related, but they just released the Uncharted trailer, yeah. Which that looks sweet. That looked pretty cool.
Yeah, hey, I've only played one of the games.
That's a good duo.
Yeah, what'd you say, Ron? Yeah.
I've only played one of the games, but that movie looks good.
Yeah, and it looked very video gamey too on some of the action sequences, like the one of him out of the jet. But, yeah. So, I'm trying to think what else we got. And we should be getting a Spider-Man trailer real soon, I would think.
Another one? Oh yeah, I guess so.
Of the lead up, I know there's a big leak. I didn't look at it though, but there's some stuff leaking.
Did you guys see the Morbius trailer today?
Yeah, that was cool.
Lots of Spider-Man and Venom references. One of the things I saw said that there was references to all three iterations of Spider-Man within the trailer.
Yeah, I know the first trailer had a poster of Spider-Man that everybody caught up, but it was the Spider-Man 2 Spidey. So the one with the originals.
Tobey Maguire?
Tobey Maguire, yeah. I was like a Seabiscuit guy, or I can't remember.
And then I saw something, it mentioned the Oscorp logo on the side of a building was from the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a reference to the Daily Bugle in there. And then at the end, the Morbius, you know, he's about to like kill somebody or something. And he's like, oh no. And he's like, I am Venom.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm a doctor.
And then Michael Keaton as the Vulture was like, "Hey, it was in it also." So, yeah. And so,
I mean, it's all tied in. It's all going crazy now.
Yeah,
you gotta watch the trailer after this.
Yeah, it's very cool. I'm not very familiar with Morbius. I know a little bit. You know, I've seen some of the comics, but not too. So, I'm excited about this. So,
this movie was supposed to come out last year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if they added stuff because when does Morbius come out?
January.
Huh.
And I believe it was actually supposed to come out before Venom 2. So it was supposed to come out like in the spring. The Venom 2 was going to be a summer movie. Then
interesting. Then I'm betting they added that Venom line because I don't know. I mean,
I wonder how much they added.
So if anything, so.
Well, at least coming into the recent Venom movie, it didn't seem like Venom was as much a household name.
Yeah.
But now after this movie. In you know the crazy stuff, it also mentioned I hadn't seen anything like this since that thing in San Francisco, which was a reference to Venom as well. So there's Venom references all over this trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
When he says to the guy, "I am Venom," it's almost with like a knowledge that you know the way people in the MCU, like humans on Earth, know of the Avengers, like they're celebrities. Venom was like known at this point, so
yeah. So I don't know.
My mind's going crazy.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I'm excited for this too. So, and sadly, I haven't seen Venom 2 yet, which
so good.
I got to catch up on. Yeah, that's what I've heard. So, I don't know if I'll see it before Eternals, which we're planning on seeing in a few days. Yes. Are you gonna? This wasn't in the news, but are you gonna see Eternals anytime soon, or Ryan?
I'm. I think, what day is it? I think I can see it Friday.
Okay.
I hope I can see it. Yeah, I think I can see it Friday.
Okay, I think we're going to try to see it Thursday if possible, but we'll talk about that after the show. But speaking of sticking with the Marvel vampires, Alex saw something really cool pop up, if you want to mention that.
MODOK? Yeah.
Oh, no.
That because I don't remember the name of the other guys. On so, something about something else. But you saw a couple places say that it is heavily rumored that Jim Carrey is going to sign on to be MODOK in the MCU as a villain in Quantumania, Ant-Man and the Wasp 3. So, yeah, we already know we're getting Jonathan Majors as Kang. So the thought that MODOK could be coming in as well, it almost sounds like the, you know, phase four is going to build up to having multiple big bads rather than just like the one driving to Thanos at the end.
Yeah.
I've watched a little of the MODOK kind of claymation thing that they did on Hulu. It was actually pretty funny. So it was kind of a bummer to not have it continue to be Patton Oswalt. But Jim Carrey in MCU is awesome, and this character, he will be awesome. It's like to me, it seems like if Tyrion Lannister and the Riddler had a baby, it'll
be crazy. Nice, and I believe I heard too that Bill Murray's also. He didn't say what he was in, but all signs point towards Ant-Man.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought he was the villain in Ant-Man.
But it hasn't been mentioned yet, so I'm not sure. Okay. So I was listening to Kevin Smith, Fat Man Beyond, actually today, and it was last week's episode, but he said he did an interview, and it was translated from a highly reputable German publication, and saying that he filmed a Marvel movie. It's the last one he's going to do, so it's not a big – he's not like a returning character. He's like, but he's been a fan of the director. And he's, you know, he's been a fan ever since Bring It On. And if I don't know if you guys remember that movie, which was directed by Peyton Reed. So it's kind of like all signs. Like
I
said,
know that, but that's funny. I love Bring It On.
Yeah. So no, the thing you mentioned was, and I, like I said, the sticking with the vampire was,
Blade.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was another, a multiple source rumor, I guess we would call it, but that Blade will be appearing in the Disney Plus show Moon Knight.
Nice. Which, do we have a date on that yet?
I haven't seen a date for it. I'm guessing it's 2022. Guessing, hoping, praying.
Yeah.
I mean, they already set a precedent, giving us three shows, four shows in a year. So, Craig and I know they were probably pushed back, but yeah, I'm hoping. I think we get She-Hulk next year. We'll definitely get Ms. Marvel next year because that I thought was initially supposed to be before the end of this year.
Yeah.
And then Moon Knight, hopefully. I mean, they've shot it or they've been shooting it. So
yeah, we've seen pictures of Oscar Isaacs in the costume. So from what I've it's not something I've been looking for because I'm like, I'll wait till the official photos, not the blurry on-set photos. But right. I'm excited. I'm a big fan of Oscar Isaac and Blade. I can't wait for the new Blade movie to come out. And I know they're saying phase five for the movie, but being that we're going to get a look at them before, you know, at the beginning of phase four is pretty exciting, I think.
Yeah, it's almost like they're trying to appease all the hype that they built prior to 2020.
Yeah.
Since things have gotten pushed back because of 2020, they're trying to like throw all this stuff like, oh, you know, and the multiverse just makes it so easy, or at least presumably so. Who really knows how it's going to open up, but there's a lot of ideas and doorways coming so far.
Yeah,
absolutely. It looks like Spider-Man will show a lot, but from what I've heard from Eternals coming up, it changes the game or it moves the needle a lot. So, I mean, if it moves the needle any more than what we've seen in the post-credits for Venom, and the last episode of Loki, calling me thrilled. I'm excited.
And even the post-credit scene for Shang-Chi, too. I mean,
that's right. Yeah.
So, but I've heard that the Venom post-credit scenes are pretty insane, too. So,
yeah.
I got to see that. I got to see it. So,
that it just feels more insane because it's like, outside of the, those movies are technically outside of the MCU, right?
Yeah, they are, but they still can reference at times, I guess. So
we went back and watched the Halloween episode of WandaVision too, and it was, you know, with Evan Peters as Quicksilver, and I had just gone through showing Addie all of the X-Men movies, so she actually got the reference a lot more this time around.
Oh, right on.
Which is, I don't know, that just felt way too intentional, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm waiting for this to come back around and have that be something else.
Other than, like, a throwaway character, you know?
You're like, well, oh, you thought it was Ralph Bonner? Just kidding. It was really Quicksilver.
Yeah, that who knows what they're going to do, so we might find out in the Agatha spinoff, which also seems to be in the works.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. We had a lot of news pop up, but I wasn't sure how much news we're going to get into. But, you know, that was another story that I saw on Diz Insider. So very exciting. And there's no date for that yet. So it's still probably two phases away. I think so. But I think that's all we got for a real big news. Unless there's anything that's been happening at the parks. I know, you know, one day that they flipped the switch from Halloween to Christmas instantly at both parks. So
Big Thunder soft opened the other day, or yeah, soft opened the other day, I think.
Oh, nice. So do you know what they did? Was it just a refurb or?
I think it's a refurb.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So
yeah, it was open when I was there in July. So
yeah, we rode it in June.
Probably just like a quick paint job or something.
Maybe. Yeah, because I know we rode it. I'm like, oh, the dynamite scene's different. It's updated. So it was more dynamite-y.
Yeah.
It was Jimmy Walker. Dynamite. So that's for all you old people. So Ryan's like, what are you talking about? But all right. Well, cool. I guess we'll just continue on with our 100th episode. Like I said, I titled this Pardon Our Pixie Dust. And let's see. So Alfredo says it was open today. Yeah. So today's the first day it opened. Is that what you guys are saying?
But it was open today. That's a good thing.
Yes. All signs point to yes. Yeah. So, you know, we've done a lot of changes throughout the show, throughout the 5 years. And I guess we're going to continue to change. As I said, the first one you'll notice is we're going to do more stuff on YouTube, but we still are distributing podcasts on all your favorite audio platforms. So I know we have I have like a couple ideas. I know Ryan's got some ideas like for Instagram alone. So, you know, what do you want to kind of bring up? No, not Instagram, but YouTube. Sorry.
I know what you meant. Yeah, I don't know exactly what I want to bring. Put me on the spot. Just more YouTube. I like just more of the Friday night stuff, I guess.
Okay, and I know because we've talked about off the time, like doing even you know, different stuff. Like, you know, one night, I'll just say like a Wednesday night might be a different show. And see. Jen knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Dynamite. But no, yeah. And not like we're not going to just focus on Fridays. So we'll.
No. More YouTube. More YouTube.
Yeah. So, and you going to do more unboxings or?
I think so. Yeah. I got more stuff coming in. So we're changing. We're getting another desk in the office. So I have more space. I might get one of those white, the light boxes. So we'll see what happens.
I got one and it's small.
Yeah.
I put like a pic. Oh, actually I took pictures of this that I got to give away still for Mando show, but it's a retro Mando.
Ooh,
a 3-inch figure, but it barely fit in the box that I got, but I know they have different sizes. So I must've got a cheap one. So if you listen to Mando show, I'm going to be giving that away sometime soon. So you heard it here first. The Thanksgiving song, Love to Eat Turkey, because it's good. Okay.
I don't know that song.
Adam Sandler. So, and I know we're going to get more, you know, park videos and even live streaming from the parks. And what about you, Alex? I know you're an idea machine, man.
Well, I mean, it's all new to me. I'm just happy to be here. Yeah, I don't know. Just talking about park history. I enjoyed talking about the Haunted Mansion on the last episode and bringing up the stuff about the Imagineers. So, yeah. You know, maybe occasionally taking a deep dive on an Imagineer or an animator. One of my favorite things when popping in a Disney movie in the opening credits is like, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah. You know, that is a great idea because that's something that I've been wanting to do. And we just never got around to, but more historical focused topics, going back to Imagineers, going back to rides. I think we were talking about it on recently, like somewhere, but about the connection between like the Haunted Mansion and Pirates of the Caribbean and Tom Sawyer's Island. There's an actual backstory that you kind of got to dig up around to find that I would love to get to. I love the idea of talking about Imagineers too. That'd be a great idea. And I was actually talking to somebody very, very close to our family, very family friend, pretty much family, and their brother is an Imagineer that I'm going to try to hopefully be able to get on the show. And
they won't be able to answer any of our questions.
Well, maybe a few, because
when is Tomorrowland getting gutted?
And I don't know if she listens. I don't want to throw her on the spot, but she sent me a video, and one of the things he recently worked on was the retractable lightsaber that is going to be at the Star Wars
hotel. They want to send samples for us to test. They can.
Yeah, exactly. So it's something I'm working on. But you know what? And I'll kind of transition to this. One of my ideas, and I kind of want to put it as unicorn interviews, but like I would love to get some of these, you know, Rolly Crump, Floyd Norman, some of these Disney legend, Bob Gurr, you know, Imagineers, but people that have like Walt stories, you know, because
I didn't talk to Tony Baxter.
Yeah, I saw him at a D23.
I think I've seen him once before in the park. We're just walking by.
Oh, I just want to read this real quick. Alfredo asks, have you considered releasing a video version of the podcast?
We're doing it right now.
Yes, this is one of them. this is live. But we are going to start recording the podcast for video. So we'll have special episodes that will be live just to YouTube and Facebook. But most of them will still be released on around Friday or Saturday. But we will be doing them like this starting right now. So thanks for asking, because, yeah, that's something I wasn't sure if I was ready to do yet. But I know me and Ryan been talking about it for a while. But
couple years.
Yeah. So, but no, Alex, I'm totally with that, with getting more historic, because
yeah,
I definitely needed help when I was doing the SEA thing. That was a lot.
I was like, I was so confused. And then we had to record it again, and I was even more confused.
Oh yeah. So I tried to make it better, but I know that was the reference. So, and reading the comments is probably bad for the audio podcast. So, but you know, I'll get better at that too. So it's a trial by error. I'm trying to think other. We're going to get back to. I know Alex, you wanted to get into this, but when we drew, me, Ryan, and Christy drew we do the retro movie retrospect. We're definitely going to get back into that probably after the holidays. I think the next movie we drew it and we didn't get around to it, but it is Christy's selection of Maleficent. So I want to stick with that one because I'd love to talk about Maleficent because that's a great movie. Then we're also going to still keep up with the animated classics. I know it's something we started, but we only did two of them. I think we did Snow White and Pinocchio. So we're definitely going to do those in order. There might be a few of them that we could probably combine together, but you know, that'll be coming up.
I'm big on milestone anniversaries. I always, when I'm flipping through Disney Plus, I'm going by the years and looking at which ones are celebrating. I know today, day of recording, November 2nd is actually the 20th anniversary of Monsters, Inc.
That would make me feel old.
I know, right?
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I saw that in theaters and it's been 20 years.
Dumbo celebrated 80 years this year.
Yeah.
I can't remember the other one. But just whenever it's those big O's or 5s, maybe doing a big episode at the beginning of next year with all the big milestone anniversaries and a separate one for milestone rides and things like that.
Yeah, because I was thinking, because this year, and it might be a good episode coming up later. It's November, my bad, because it is literally the Nightmare Before Christmas, and the attraction is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. So we could do a little history or breakdown of that attraction. Ryan's favorite, I know. So, but you know, we'll do, figure it out. But I know Return of the Jedi is coming up real soon too, to their 40th. We just
we're going to be hitting 10-year anniversaries of all the Marvel movies every year. You know.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a good idea too. So we'll definitely do some of that. Let's see what else. I want to do, I'm trying to think. I'm also working at, because one of my favorite interviews that I did, I kind of mentioned it, I think, on our 5-year anniversary show, but was Jennifer, one of the Mickey Mouse Club Mouseketeers from when I was a kid. Yeah. And that was such a great time. We got such good feedback on that. So I'm going to reach out to a few more of the Mouseketeers, because they are still a club, a group. They're doing stuff. They're doing events, and they did a Christmas CD last year. And so they're really still a tight knit club, which is pretty awesome. So, I got a few of them I'm going to reach out to and hopefully have them on this show soon. Maybe we'll be able to do a video, who knows, or YouTube.
That'd be cool.
So
I'll dress more appropriately.
you look like you're ready to give Santa milk and cookies.
So. I'm just waiting for the foodie guy to drop, man. That's all I want right now.
You look like you've been playing Mariah Carey all day.
I have not. It's that starts on the 12th, but I can
all
wear that
I now. Want for Christmas is food.
Oh my gosh, we should make a food,
baby. You should do that when you go to the park. Do all I want for Christmas is food.
I think I might have to
make a dancey video, like
a TikTok.
But it would be a TikTok because you'd have your took on
a TikTok.
A TikTok. This is Santa hat.
So, when, you know, going back to your trip, then when is your visit again to the Christmas party?
So we're doing the 30th party, but we'll be there the 29th to the 6th. So it's our honeymoon. So I won't be on my phone as much. One not.
So like 6 days.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't think the 4 is the most I've done.
The most I've done is 9, I think.
In a row?
Yeah, that was a long trip. But my feet hurt after that one.
Yeah.
Well, you did a coast-to-coast back-to-back, too.
Oh, yeah, so. I did do that. We did 2 days at Disney, and then I did, like, 10 days at Disney World. But that was a long trip, too.
That trip was sponsored by Gold Bond.
It was. It sure was, man. It sure was.
So Alfredo says the festival holiday booth started to be installed at DCA today. So we should have that foodie guide out, I would say, by the end of the week.
I hope so, man. Sick of refreshing Twitter.
Yeah, because the holiday starts.
Well, you know, Disney Parks Vlog isn't posting anything at this hour, so you can wait till tomorrow morning.
I know, but like, what if it gets leaked or something, or someone accidentally put the wrong time for it to go live? And you just never know these days, you know?
I guess. Sleep is cool, too, though.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, sleep's awesome. I love sleep. I haven't been getting enough of it lately, but... I think our next show, I did tell Alex this. I think I might have told you, too, Ryan. I had a friend kind of came up with this, and I thought it was a good idea. And like I said, most likely our next show is Disney Bucket List. And so... Not just like Disney parks, but like, you know, I want to be at the red carpet of Jungle Cruise 2. And I know you don't want to be there, but you know, stuff like that, or, you know, it's so I think possible. I guess I'm announcing that right now. Next show might be your Disney bucket list. I will do a post and you guys, I want to hear your guys's, but I would ask you right now, but you know, then that'll mess up the next episode. So think of some good stuff. Cause I know some people are like, oh, my bucket list is to, ride the Matterhorn. You could do that when it's open. I mean, you know, I mean, I know it's harder for some people to get to the parks, but you know, I want something cool.
I
want
to eat everything in the park in one day and not get sick.
That's a good one. So, yeah. So I know. I don't know. I had a lot of show ideas coming up in my head, but you know, when I'm thinking of it now, you know, I should have wrote them down, which I didn't. But you know what? I can't wait for what's coming up this month, though, or this coming year. We got Celebration and D23. Are any of you guys expecting to go to? I'll start with D23 since that's the big one. I mean, Celebration is big too, but I think D23 is.
I think more likely I'll be at D23 than Celebration.
Yeah, I think I might be the same, but I also might not do either. It just depends.
Yeah, is travel still weird? Or
yeah, like it's gonna cost us, I think like $500 in COVID tests for our honeymoon. So
good grief.
Yeah, like $250 here and $250 there. So
that's ridiculous.
Yep, I agree.
Dang.
No, but why does it cost that much? Because I've seen plenty of places they only pay like four. I was just at Outside Lands and they only had to pay $35.
Because it's a special PCR molecular test you need to get on a plane. And it's like.
Out of Canada?
Yeah, even if you're fully vaccinated. And then to come back into Canada.
Yeah, weird.
It's like, yeah, it's dumb.
So Corey says he has some. I'm thinking bucket list ideas.
Yeah,
so I think that's either that or Vitalmation.
Do you have COVID tests? You could sell them for a cheaper price, Corey.
Yeah. They don't
that's
have.
What we call them, black market Corey. He's got those black market COVID tests.
They don't have. They don't have drive through Walgreens COVID tests up in Canada.
No, it has to be a specific test from a specific brand because it's a money grab, and I won't get into it. But
yeah, okay. Alfredo will be at D23. So we'll definitely be planning some kind of meetup. I was talking to
do the draft live.
Oh yeah. We're talking about doing the draft. So, I was talking to, Sean, from Walt's apartment about, you know, doing your face froze at a funny thing. You're like this for like a few seconds.
Sorry. I have a funny face.
I would love to like, get together with some, podcasts. Fellow Disney podcast, even like Star Wars or Marvel podcast, since it's D23, and do some special meetups and swag and all that stuff. So
maybe a podcast scavenger hunt. We can compete against each other.
That would be fun. A cosplay contest too.
No, I'm not dressing up. but I will do we go around, see who can ride the most rides. Do what's that? What do they call that? Gumball rally or whatever.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Something like that, or you know, like a photographic scavenger hunt. That'd be fun. Some sort of fun competition. Something to make it a little more exciting, and then of course, just sitting down and chatting. Maybe a game show type thing that would be good in a podcast format.
Letting the dogs relax a little bit. When I mean dogs, I mean feet. So
let the dogs out.
Yeah, ooh, exactly.
Ooh.
So I do want to read this real quick. I did a post about it's our 100th episode and that we're gearing up and that we'd love people to comment some of their favorite moments, guests, interactions, whatever. So, and just thanking everybody for sticking along with us for 100 episodes, slightly a little bit more than 100 because we've done some bonus episodes in between too. So technically, we're probably like at 110 or something, but bonus episodes aren't official episodes. So, you know how I know that? Because I don't have a hashtag and a number. So, the first comment we got was from Davis.Sato. He just wrote, "Let's go." So, thank you.
That's my brother.
That is your brother. So, I know I saw that last name a lot during the fantasy draft.
Yeah, which I won.
Yeah, exactly. So, and all good friends at Neverland Trading just wrote us, congratulations, guys. So I forgot to shout them out at the beginning, but I'm a big fan of their shirts, and we're good friends. And if you'd like to check them out, just go to neverlandtrading.com, and at the checkout, type in Dverse, D-V-E-R-S-E, and get a nice little discount there. So tell them your good friends at the Disney Universe said, go check them out. That made no sense at all, but we love you guys. So my dad, Joe.Pittman, we got the same name, and .5437, he writes, congratulations on reaching a milestone. Hard eye emoji. Thanks, Dad. So, of course, we got a nice message from our good buddy Sasquatch. Congrats, dudes. 100! Exclamation point. So glad I found your podcast along with others in the family. Very glad I got to meet Joey and Ryan. Still need to meet Christy and Alex, but there's always tomorrow. There is always tomorrow. So come on down, dude. Thank you for all the wonderful stories, news, opinions, jokes, and overall Disney Universe fix. Keep up the awesome work. 3 clappy hand emojis. So it's our pleasure to meet you, dude. You're such a great interaction on all the shows. And yeah, meeting you and your wife was one of the definitely the highlight of the trip. Even funner than Web Slingers.
That's mean,
right?
He did win then, yeah. Because he,
Which one
was that?
You know which shirt he ended up going with?
Yeah, he got the so the shirt I have, the Captain America, whatever it takes, but the Raglan version. So pretty much like what I'm wearing now. So the front was gray, had the same logo with blue sleeve arms. Really cool.
Nice.
Yeah. So then we got a message from the Podfather himself, All Aboard Podcast. Congrats on 100, fam. I would love to hear you guys talk. I would love to hear you guys talk ESPN on this episode. We finally got to the Muppets. We'll eventually talk ESPN sometime.
ESPN. I just was watching a YouTube video, and ESPN Monday Night Football is actually hosting a food booth at Food and Wine Festival in Epcot.
Really?
Yes. They had some interesting stuff there. There's some ESPN.
I'll talk ESPN right now too. Have you guys, if you're watching Monday Night Football, have you been watching the Manning brothers?
The Manning cast.
Football
since sliced bread.
So I don't know how they do it in Canada. So ESPN has the regular Monday Night Football showing, but the Manning brothers are on ESPN2.
So okay. I have a different, I don't have like Canadian TV. I have American TV. So
yeah.
Do you have ESPN too?
Yeah.
Check that out next Monday.
Yeah,
I will. Who plays it, next cool.
Who cares?
They've been posting the guests on their Twitter account the way Saturday Night Live shows their guests. This last week they had Michael Irvin, Jon Stewart, Josh Allen, I think. So they usually have like a current football player, past football player, celebrity. Always good. Eli is funnier than you'd think, and I think
because I never liked Eli. I always liked Peyton, but they're good together, so it is a fun listen, and it's better than the commentators for the game.
We got Bears and Steelers on Monday.
Oh, that'll be a good one. And sticking with the ESPN news, game break on my ESPN app on my phone.
World Series over.
Atlanta dominates the Astros 7-0 in Game 6 to win the World Series, their first World Series in 22 years. Congratulations to the Atlanta Braves. I personally was rooting not for the Astros, but for Dusty Baker, but it's okay. So there you go, Corey, ESPN, right live on the news.
A lot of good guys on that Braves team. My friend had just compared it to 2010 Giants because they ended up getting so many guys before the trade deadline and just kind of getting the right pieces to the puzzle to get there.
Yeah, that was exactly like the 2010 Giants. And even they had some ex-Giants, Duvall and Will Smith, the pitcher Will Smith, not the catcher Will Smith.
Right, not the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Will Smith.
Exactly. So, and Corey, sorry, we got caught up in the ESPN talk. He finishes.
I saw his comment, so I was ready with the ESPN.
Yes. Cool. And he finishes with also maybe your favorite Disney item that you own of all time. So this is kind of putting us all on the spot. So
do Hot Toys count? Cause they're Marvel Star Wars.
If you want, sure. I mean, sure. So since you have one, cause I'm still thinking, what's your favorite all time?
My favorite all time, which I thought was that Haunted Mansion little model. That was my favorite, and then I sold it.
Well, how about your favorite that you still have? Because obviously it's not your favorite.
I like the. I made good money off it. I had to sell it. I like the Splash Funkos, Splash Mountain Funkos, the 3-pack and the, or the Walt and Disneyland Castle Funko. That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm looking around my room like if there's anything out. I don't know. What you got anything off the top of your head, Alex? Or
your Millennium Falcon popcorn bucket? That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you, Tori, my niece.
I think my Dumbo popcorn bucket is probably the favorite thing I own that I could think of. I got some mouse ears that I like. I'm one toy away from completing the McDonald's Disney 50th anniversary toy set.
Oh, nice. Which one do you need?
So, I need Donald Jinx. Duck.
Ah, oh, Donald.
I have quite a few extras. I received 11 packages in the last week and sent out 11 packages in the last week. So
have you found somebody with one, or you're still waiting, or not yet?
I have to open these all because I know I got some duplicates and I want to make sure that that's the only one. I might need Groot too. I can't even really remember. But I'm still in those Facebook groups. I am confident I will get them should I have to purchase them or whatever. And
are you keeping them in the package?
I still have them all in the package. That's the whole thing. What am I going to do with them after? I just keep them in a box for 10 years and try and sell them at the 60th. I've already seen people trying to sell their sets now for between $250 and $350.
You probably make 500 in 10 years.
What's that?
Probably make about 500 in 10 years.
I would think so, but like, who's really got that kind of money that they're going to spend on McDonald's? So, I mean, I know there's some people, but I don't know. I feel like in 50 years, maybe I'll be able to make a little money on it. But hopefully my kids will keep it intact. Yeah. If I opened them, I wouldn't, like, I'd have to build a shelf for them. I've seen some cool ones.
I know somebody that does cool tiki shelves. Alfredo comments, he has the huge Indiana Jones Parks exclusive pop. That one was really cool. That was the 10-inch one.
Did it come with the big ball behind him, too?
I think he's holding the statue.
Mm-hmm. My biggest regret is when, before Funkos were big, I was at Disney and I saw the Indiana Jones with the Jeep. It was there forever.
Yeah.
And I didn't buy it. And now it's like.
And that was like the first Parks one. And people were like, what's a pop? Those are ugly. And all of a sudden, boom. I guess going with my favorite. I don't have it. The main ones here. But I'm cheap. And one of my biggest favorite collections as a kid was collecting the old maps. And they actually like fold out maps and everything. But I think, and I got to frame it. But one of my favorites is this 40 Years of Adventure poster map.
It's a good one.
So, yeah. I had the one before this.
I think mine was the last year they made it. It was probably, the 60th or just after the 60th? Maybe just before?
I think they only did one for the 50th.
Well, I don't think it was an anniversary. I just think, because they used to make them every year.
Yeah, because they had one for DCA when it opened, and they only had like one printing of it. But I would love for them to come out with these again, at least for a year or two with all the stuff added, Galaxy's Edge and Marvel, DC, basically the new DCA, because the other one was the original DCA.
Another one.
I got to get framed. Not as much to the heart, but still very cool, is the D23 version that they did for the members gift. And it they actually have the worlds from the movies and the park. So very cool. I just need more wall space. But
your walls look very full.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's it for now. I mean, I got a lot, but there's so many, Corey. I got a tub full of like old school like Happy Meal toys too, from like Mickey's 60s birthday and all that stuff. So
did you guys ever do the episode about the scores?
No, that's another one I've been wanting to do too.
I told you I listened to episode one today.
Nice.
You brought that up on episode one.
I thought we did a show about scores.
So yeah, we did We did do one with Sarah from Skywalker Through Neverland and Anthony from Mousepire. This was a couple years ago, and that was a really fun episode because we kind of just talked about our favorite, you know, Disney scores. I think what Alex is, was bringing up is I want to do one where we actually like do an episode of Danny Elfman, then do an episode of Michael Giacchino, you know, just different composers that have done different Disney movies. Because Giacchino, he's done Marvel and Star Wars too, along with Disney. So I think that'd be, and Pixar. So I think that'd be a fun one. And so yeah, I would definitely like to do that. And especially using YouTube, we can actually play some of the music and visually see the music. And so, yeah, that's something thanks for bringing that up. That's something I've been really wanting to get into. We always talk about Disney Plus also. So I think, you know, a fun little segment once in a while would be, I always think of names of stuff, different names. So I thought it'd be kind of funny to do Disney Plus editions, even though Disney Plus isn't, you know, just something catchy, but cause they're always adding stuff every Friday, now Wednesdays. And, yeah. Just basically stuff we're watching. I think would be fun or looking forward to watching. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Like I said, pardon our pixie dust. We're all figuring some new stuff out as we go along. And yes.
We'll figure it out one day.
Someday. I know. And we're getting towards the end of the season or of the year. So we're going to do kind of like the cliche holiday shows. I'm sure we're going to do we always do kind of like a year in review show. Then we'll do like, you know, what we're looking forward to coming up. So, I'm looking forward to also, continuing to getting guests on the podcast too. I know I mentioned the Mickey Mouse Club, but we were doing a lot of, and it's been kind of hard because of like, the COVID year, but, I want to get back to doing a spotlight cosplayers. You know, I'm not the good photographer like Ryan is, but I got my decent camera now so I can actually do photo shoots. And I've been doing some photo shoots. So I'm excited for that. So, yeah.
Well, I know you had mentioned favorite episodes or moments and things. And being that I've been a listener longer than I have been on the show, I will start and then I'll ask you guys if you have favorite moments or guests or anything. Obviously, my favorites are all the ones that I was on, the fantasy draft, the Alani, and talking about the Muppets.
You're our first fantasy draft winner.
Yes, yes. But, I mean, I apologize for forgetting his name, but the guy from Tennessee does the ICC con.
Yes, Michael.
Michael, both the times you had him on were awesome.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Episode you guys did after Star Wars Celebration, the little debrief with the other podcast, that was really cool as well. Some good memories. Of course, anytime there's a Parks trip report, those are my favorites. Hearing about anyone's trip, whether it be to Disney World or Disneyland, had a few of those on the show as well.
Nice. Yes, definitely. Michael's, he's a cool dude to talk to. Hopefully we could get over to that ICC con. And I was actually, if you guys watched the my recent interview with Madison that I just posted a few days ago, the artist, I kind of mentioned, I got to contact him so she could get out there and hopefully get out to Nashville for that convention next year. So
nice. I will not be there.
Record
the show. It's like I have one wedding in April. As long as it's not April 29th, 30th, or 30 or 31st, whatever, how many days are in April? I'm like, I could be there.
And that's the day it starts.
The next day they dropped it, and my wedding's right in the middle. So,
yeah,
I will not be there, unfortunately.
I would love to get there, and that'd be so fun for this podcast, the Mando Show, Fresh Hops in Nashville would be so much fun. But it might be too close to Celebration, so I don't know. We'll see. I would love to get to that one, though. That, yeah, he's definitely, yeah, he's been one of our favorite guests. So what about you, Ryan? Any favorite moments?
I think the first time I was on was really fun. We just talked about Star Wars toys and the Force Friday. That was a lot of fun.
How sad. No, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. And I knew instantly, I'm like, all right, this kid will work for the show. But no, that, look how not long ago that was, and how, like, now you can't get any of the Star Wars stuff without pre-orders now. Like, they're doing all these cool Black Series coming out, but it's like,
yeah, and I'm not like up to date with those. So I saw John Favreau, who had a figure just come out.
Dave Filoni. Filoni.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, oh, I'll like pick that up when it comes to like Walmart. And it's like, oh, I just found out. No, you have to like be in a group to pre-order it, and you have to watch the live stream. And it's just like, oh.
Yeah, I see. Okay. There's a new Mace Windu toy coming out, and it was all these. It said like click over to Amazon, and it's like a pre-order for an August 2022 release.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like Hot Toys. Hot Toys, when they drop stuff now, it's like 2023.
I could only imagine if I just got like a wrapped piece of paper that said my toy was coming in 9 months for Christmas.
And that, I mean,
a lot of kids are going to get this year.
And you saw me, Alex, when we were at the Star Wars, the Trading Post at Downtown Disney, the one Moff Gideon in the Black Series. I was like, yes, it was like Christmas time. I scored, but that doesn't happen very often anymore. Because so compared to what we were breaking down Force Friday for the Force Awakens, and it was awesome. You know, they still had Toys R Us in America back then, so that was a fun episode. Trying to think, there is a lot for me.
The drafts are always fun.
That was okay. No, I'm kidding. Oh, I was actually going to play. I don't know. I'll try to see if I can do it while I'm talking. But one of my favorites, and this was a lot of editing. My number one favorite episode was the clip show, the 4-hour clip show of Star Wars Celebration Chicago, and this was like the 4 days of. I mean, we pretty much took the audio audience. Or we took the audience through an audio everything of Star Wars Celebration. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it was 4 hours, but it was great. It was pretty much when we talked to them, the different, I'm sorry if this has popped up. Let me see. It hasn't, sorry. But the interaction, the episode 9 at the time, trailer panel. So just our reaction. I didn't get in the video, but I got in the audio with like Ian McDiarmid when he drops, you know, the roll it again, you know, and everybody just so crazy. And just the high of that whole like weekend was just bonkers crazy. Mm-hmm. Some of the like interviews, you know, I'll say like interviews with like Tiki Tony, Trader Brandon. He was the one that designed the Trader Sam's. Both coasts, but how those kind of stemmed into doing the Tiki Cast, when Ryan had the idea of, you know, doing spinoffs and everything. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll do a Tiki spinoff. We'll see. And just the few Tiki guests I've had from there, how it's gone into doing the spinoff that I really enjoy doing. So, yeah. And of course, like the, just doing the different cons a couple times I've done, D23 for the podcast, running into like Hazen from Pocketeers and Skyler from Diz Insider when it was, I think it was like Disney News or something like that. I'm looking up right now. Sorry, this is really bad for a live podcast, but I'm looking up and my first interview, and I still have it on my Google Drive, and it was with a cosplayer, Maid of Might. This was for like her second episode 2.
And episode 2 is not on Spotify.
It's not?
No.
Oh. Well, I'll look into that, see what we can do. Let me see if I can play real quick. Hang on. So like I said, this is really bad.
Hey guys, we're back here at Stockton Con. And
hang on.
very loud.
My first cosplay spotlight interview, and I put a blast out, so nobody better right now that I think than Beta Mai. You do Disney, Star Wars, Marvel mashups. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
This guy sucks.
I do a little bit of everything. I'm a geek of all trades, I like to say. And I can never decide on one thing that I like, so I love mashing stuff up together.
Yeah, that's my favorite, especially Disney and Star Wars. Mm-hmm.
Now that they're kind of the same universe, too, yeah. It makes even more sense.
And were you mashing up before Disney purchased
Lucasfilm? Yeah.
Okay.
I did my
Yeah, I'm doing this on my phone, so I'm not going to play the whole thing, but it's just like, hi. Remember when you did this? I don't know if you remember that old like Chris Farley on SNL.
Yeah,
so he was like interviewing like Paul McCartney. He's like, remember when you were with the Beatles? That was awesome. So, and also then the same time I interviewed Leslie Kay, which she's the designer, clothing designer that actually started Disney Bounding. So, like I said, that was pretty cool. So, night, Corey. Thank you for dropping in. Thank you for being the first co-host on the show and everything.
Thanks for letting me take your job.
Yeah, and this show would be nothing without you, brother. So, and especially not along for 100 episodes. So, thank you, sir. Good night. And yeah, but no, I would go, kind of going back to that really bad interview. I want to get back to spotlight cosplaying and getting back to interviewing people in the Disney community, Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, whatever, Muppets, ESPN community. We'll figure it out. But I know I don't want to ramble too much longer. This was always going to be kind of like a loose episode anyways, but
yeah,
I just can't believe I'm excited and proud to make it this far. And there seem like we've got a lot going on in the future. So, yeah, I don't know if anything you guys want to add. I'm glad you guys are both here. Christy, like I said, she's still a co-host. Just everything's going crazy, busy right now. So, she's still part of the family. So I can't do her
wondering. On assignment.
Yes. So she's probably under the water somewhere. So, but yeah. I think that'll be it for this episode. Like I said, coming up next episode will most likely be our Disney bucket list, and I'll do a post, do kind of a more description on that. But
you gonna talk about Eternals too?
Of course, unless that's another YouTube thing.
Hopefully, the foodie guide is out by then.
Yeah. So you know what? That we'll do a bucket of review and food.
Sounds good. Now I want to go to KFC.
We'll fill up that bucket. So, yeah, I just want to thank you guys for interacting. We forgot to shout out our Disney crew, the DU crew. In the audio podcast, I'm going to edit it slightly different. So we've been talking about we're not going to be like, hey, welcome to episode blah, 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 blah. We're just going to be a natural conversation, but I'm going to do a pre-recorded that will do all the business stuff and including our shout outs. But I do want to shout out our DU crew. We couldn't be doing this show without you guys also. And especially YouTube kind of taking that next step into the content. So I want to do this off the top of my head because I forgot to write it down. But shout outs to Jennifer, Alfredo. Thanks for chiming in, Alfredo and Jennifer too tonight. Sasquatch, Mike, Tyler, Discord Apparel. Check out their stuff. They got some really cool, yeah, he mentioned Matt some stuff coming out real soon, and also they will have some big news, and some of that news might be happening on here throughout the year. So I don't want to say anything now; I'll just tease it a little bit. But you'll be hearing and seeing more from Matt and Discord on here every once in a while. So I'll just leave that for now. And once again, check out our good friends at Neverland Trading. NeverlandTrading.com. Don't forget that code at the bottom, Dverse, and get a little discount. They just released their holiday collection, and very cool. I like it a lot. So I don't have one of their Christmas shirts yet, so we'll see. I might have to get one, but definitely check them out. And thank you guys, you know, for for being my partners in crime. Couldn't do this without you also.
Thanks for letting me be here.
It'd be really boring for me to talk to myself. So, but let me see. Another thing I got to try, because if you guys want to say any last words while I figure out the going away audio, because like I said, we're figuring going as we go.
Just thank you to the fans for still listening to us 100 episodes in.
Yeah, cheers to everybody. Happy to be here around for the next 100 and then some. So, you know, please keep interacting with us through socials on Facebook and Instagram. Give us your ideas as well. And if you ever have something you think would be a cool subject, maybe we could have you come on and chat with us in the DU room.
Hopefully it'll take 5 years to get to next 100.
Yes, absolutely. So I guess until next time.
May the force be with you.
Till infinity and beyond.
On your left.
Good night, guys. Like me.